much for being with us. The Iranian president says the U.S. and Israel are planning to attack at least two countries in the Middle East within the next 3 months. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says it's part of a plot to exert more pressure on Iran.
President Ahmadinejad said in an exclusive interview with Press TV that the United States and its ally, Israel, are planning to wage a new war in the Middle East.
Here I announce that they have decided to attack at least two countries in the region within the next 3 months.
Ahmadinejad says the plan is only aimed at stabilizing Israel in the region.
All these games are aimed at helping the Zionist regime survive.
The Iranian president says the West is pressuring Iran over its nuclear program with two main objectives.
Their first objective is that they want to prevent Iranians from progressing. They want us to fully depend on them. They lie when they say they are against nuclear weapons. That's why I asked them to bring the Israeli nukes on the spotlight, but they refuse to do so. Their second objective is that they are seeking to rescue Israel, which lacks legitimacy in the region.
Ahmadinejad lashed out at the latest round of sanctions against his country just after Tehran, in a confidence-building measure, agreed to a fuel swap declaration brokered by Turkey and Brazil. He rejected claims that the sanctions have been effective in persuading the Islamic Republic to come to the negotiating table.
The logic that they can persuade us to negotiate through sanctions is just a failure. We have been for talks all the time. We have never stopped negotiating. If any talks were suspended, it was on their part, not ours.
The Iranian president said, however, that Tehran has a number of conditions for the upcoming round of talks over its nuclear program. Among the conditions that Ahmadinejad outlined are: 1. Other countries should be included in the talks in addition to the 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. 2. They should voice their stance about the Israeli nukes. We want them to say whether they accept or oppose Tel Aviv's nuclear arsenal. And 3. They should clarify what they are seeking through negotiations, friendship and cooperation, or hostility. Ahmadinejad said Iran is always open to any kind of negotiations for deepening cooperations, and the talks should never be used as a tool for further dominance.